Welcome to Your Multidimensional Journey. I am Tracy Kumbera, and I am here to answer your questions on all things multidimensional and intuitive based on my 20 years experience as a multidimensional guide, an intuitive soul coach, and a divine channel. So today's topic is, can anyone be intuitive or psychic, or is it in your DNA? So, I read somewhere recently, or I heard it on a podcast, I think, that someone said, no, it's in your DNA. It's genetic to be intuitive. And spirit came in right there while I was listening and said, no, that is not true. Every being is intuitive. We as humans cut that connection. We shut it down, but we all have it. It is our natural state of being. So, yes, it's possible for everyone to be intuitive, anyone. There's so many people that listen to their gut instinct. They don't call it intuition. They just call it, oh, I had a feeling, and so I followed it. Well, the truth is that was your intuition. Now, where is it coming from? Is it coming from your soul? Is it coming from your guides, from your angels? It could be coming from anywhere. The truth is, we are always in connection with the universal field, which is the Akashic Library. Okay, the universal field of energy holds all of the answers of all realities and all timelines. We can connect in with any being that we wish to, and sometimes beings we don't wish to, but it is your choice. That's why I go off of energy signature. So when I first opened up, I was working with Archangel Michael right after my awakening, and I had a spontaneous awakening through a Reiki class years ago. So I'm working with Archangel Michael, and another energy came in and said they were Michael, and I was like, it doesn't feel like him. It's not the same signature. And again, this happened 20 years ago. I don't think this is that common any longer because we're just in a higher frequency as a civilization right now, just a higher frequency on the planet than we were 20 years ago. So I asked Michael to come in and yes, felt completely different. So I said, well, what's going on? Who is the other energy? And when I asked them to state themselves, they said they were the Grays and they simply wanted to ask me questions and interact with me. But they thought that I wouldn't answer them if they didn't pose as Michael. And they were right because I had no interest in dealing with them. So I made them go away. I just said, nope, you are not the highest love, the highest light. Can't touch this. Go away. I'm not interacting with you. You can speak with any being, any collective, any energy, your soul, source, God, all that is, the universe. We have 1,000 different names for it, right? But you can speak with any of them. Just set your intention that that's who you want to connect with. A little mantra that I used in the beginning was, I am a being of love and light, and I only connect with beings of unconditional love and divine light. If you aren't that, then can't touch this. Yep, NC Hammer, can't touch this. So that put me in a frequency where I would only engage with beings in love in higher dimensions, right? Now, if I'm connecting with some of my other 3D lives for the purpose of understanding some of my patterns or programs or fears, something like that, it's a little different. But when I want to talk to my higher versions of self, my seventh dimensional Palladian self, for instance, if I want to talk to my soul, I usually don't speak to my own soul because it's hard to get answers for yourself because you get in the way. I will have a friend ask my questions and I will automatically channel the answers. But for me, I get a little involved. So I'd rather talk to all that is. So I can connect with any being, any collective, any energy, and so can you. How do you do it? How do you connect in? Well, there's a lot of ways to increase your intuitive connection. I will say, though, that you have to have the faith and trust and belief. If you're going to connect in and you get these beautiful, loving answers and you tell yourself, well, I don't know if that was really spirit. I mean, I could just be making all of this up. I don't know what's going on. You just negated all the energy. And if you're going to negate it, then what's the point of doing it? You simply have to believe. And while you're at it, sometimes you have to imagine. You have to put yourself there and know that you are talking to your angels, right? When you get answers, when you hear them, when you sense them, when you get pictures on your inner mind screen, you have no choice but to just believe. Believe it's true, believe it's your angels, and as you believe, you are training your brain to allow that connection in, and it becomes stronger, and it becomes easier, and you start to recognize the energy signature of it, so you realize that, yes, that is my angels. I can tell it's my angels. And then if I do talk to Archangel Michael, different energy signature. Now, I can see them, sense them, and hear them. And sometimes, whether I'm talking to archangels or your soul in a session or any collective in my own time, I can tell who it is by their energy signature, but I also receive the information either in words, in pictures, or in videos. And oftentimes, I will send pictures and videos back. So telepathically, we're speaking in many different ways at once, and souls usually flip between it. Even the archangels do. Some, you know, pictures worth a thousand words, so sometimes it's just faster to speak in pictures. Getting back to how can you increase your intuitive skills so that you can communicate with your guides and your angels? Well, step one, faith and trust and belief. Step two, imagination. You have to use your imagination. And again, it's because your brain is the gatekeeper. It's like the bouncer at the nightclub deciding who to let in and who not to. So as a gatekeeper, you have to train your brain to let the information in. Oh no, I talked to angels. Yeah, that was them. And your brain's like, you can't talk to angels. No one can talk to angels. You're human. What are you talking about? And it's like, no, I can. That was my guardian angels. That was them. So you have to let them in because I can talk to them. No, you really can't. No, I can. And I'm going to. So when you hear that is my angels, let them through. Okay, I will. So then the next time they let the information through and you're like, see, that was them. And you do it more often and more often. And you are creating this new pattern of talking to your angels, of having this connection, this communication, and your brain's like, yeah, we do that. And you rewire your brain to allow that connection in. And once you do the first connection, it gets easier to do the next one and the next one and the next one. Okay. So like archangels, I started out with Archangel Michael. And several years ago, I read a wonderful book called Female Archangels. It's a little book with a pink flower on the front. I always forget who the author is, but it's a fabulous book. And side note here, when you read any book or watch a video or listen to a podcast or however you're getting the information about these beautiful beings, whether it be angels or higher versions of self, you know, spirit guides, Palladians, no matter who it is, remember, when you are encountering them, you are not just reading about them, you're meeting them. I tell my clients, you're sitting in a cafe with them, okay? Just picture you're going out to lunch with Archangel Aurora. This is not just, I read about these ascended masters. No, I read about the archangels. I sat there with Archangel Aurora. As I'm reading, I know I've pinged her. She's with me. She's present. What feeling do I feel in her energy? What colors do I see with her energy? What is she saying to me? What am I sensing about her? How am I connecting in with her? Because I truly am connecting with her. So remember that. Anytime you learn about another being or energy, you are not just reading or hearing about them. You're going out to lunch with them. You're meeting them. You have pinged them. They showed up. You're interacting with them. So notice everything about how it feels, about what you sense, what you hear, what you see in your inner vision, on your mind screen, that TV that plays in your inner mind from your multidimensional mind, showing your human self. So note everything and then start asking questions. And when you do ask questions, notice how you get the answers. Because I'm telling you, Every question you ask is answered. There are signs and signals and hints and answers every moment of every day of your life. But our conscious mind, our 3D mind, overlooks the answers. We're not paying attention. We're too busy doing this or doing that, which is why I always joke. You want to be more intuitive? Fold the laundry, wash the dishes. Keep your 3D mind, keep your brain busy so your multidimensional mind can come in and be forefront. Not so much take over, but just be in the front, okay? So when you are learning about this being, understand that you are connecting with them. They're showing up. Start paying attention to all the signs and signals. Then start asking questions. First, you memorize what the feeling is like, what the colors are like, anything that you see or hear or sense. Memorize that. Grab a pad of paper and write it down, right? Or in the notes app of your phone. Memorize that, then start asking questions and expect an answer because, trust me, you're getting an answer. You're always getting an answer, okay? Notice, again, all the signs and signals and hints and answers that come to you, okay, from the questions you asked, whether they are feelings, pictures in your head, coincidences, a friend calls and says something and it was related to the question you asked, anything. Again, retraining your brain. When you start telling your brain that everything is an answer. Oh, my friend talked about getting a new puppy named Aurora right after I was meditating on Archangel Aurora. That's a sign that she's present with me. And your brain's like, no, you're crazy. That's just a coincidence. No, that's a sign. That was Aurora talking through the new puppy. You won't have to get a little dramatic like that always, but in the beginning, when you're retraining your brain, yeah, you have to tell your brain, no, that's real. No, that's happening. No, I did that. No, they connected, right? And then your brain starts to understand what you want to be allowed through. Because remember, your brain's the gatekeeper. Just like the bouncer at the nightclub, your brain's the gatekeeper. And if your brain did not parse all the information, we'd go crazy. How could you drive down Main Street and be looking at all of the cars, all of the people on the sidewalk, all of the stores, and noticing everything? You would probably rear-end somebody in about 10 seconds. So your brain has to be the gatekeeper. It has to parse the information so that it keeps you safe and protected and focused. Focused on what it wants you to focus on. Like driving to the grocery store, right? So as you train your brain to let this information in, right? With your faith and trust and belief that you are intuitive, that you are connecting, that this is real, and you're telling your brain it's real, and you're training your brain to let that information in. Practice that. If you're having a hard time with it, if you are not picking up any information whatsoever, clear yourself first, okay? Jump up and down a little, shake it out, do some deep breathing, right? Do a little heart math breathing where you take a few deep breaths and you go inward and think about your happy place or, again, a puppy or whatever, right? And then refocus on the being and the intuition. So quieting yourself, going inward, trying a little meditation, a little breath work, a little guided journey. All of that can put you in that zero point energy where you are one with the universal field. You dissolve back into the universal field, into source energy. That's, in a matter of speaking, that's how you're sitting in Archangel Aurora's living room. I mean, no, archangels don't have living room. They are just pure frequency. As I see them, they are the frequency closest to God source, right? Everything is spherical in nature, right? We are the center, the nucleus. And like I tell people, we can't see out, everybody can see in. So all of our higher dimensional selves, the sphere gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So your physical body is sitting in the sphere of your light body, which is sitting in the sphere of your soul spark, which is sitting in the sphere or contained within the sphere of your soul, which is contained within the sphere of all souls, which is contained within the sphere of source. So all of these nested spheres, right? These beautiful circles, three-dimensional circles, spheres of energy, Everyone can see in, we can't see out, because we'd break the game if we could see out, right? We have to believe this is real. So when you use breath work, meditation, guided journeys to get you in the zero point energy, you are expanding your awareness, expanding your consciousness beyond your physical body sphere out into the source sphere. And sometimes I will just think the archangels are the beautiful candy coating. Think M&Ms, but the candy coating's on the inside of the sphere. And that's the archangelic energy to me. And I will tell you, they're laughing right now because I just called them the inside candy coating of the source sphere. But that's how I see them. That's kind of where they are if you would use time and space to measure them or locate them, because time and space doesn't exist. So I have to explain it from a 3D point of view. Okay. The archangels, they have a frequency, they have a color, they have a tone, they have a feel, right? They have a sense. Every being does, every energy does. Archangels do too. And I will tell you, and now we're off the topic of your intuitive skills and onto the topic of archangels, but while the archangels each have, we will say, their particular job, and us seeing them as a gender, Archangel Michael is the warrior archangel, and he is, male, right? And the first time I saw him was in Dorian Virtue's Oracle cards. So I picture this tall blonde guy, shirtless with a kilt on, and he laughs every time. He also calls me brother, and I tell him every time I'm a woman in this life. But c'est la vie. And so, we have these associations, but normally I'll see Archangel Michael as violet light, like the violet flame. He's just dark purple light. Metatron, who does a lot of the light codes and downloads, right? A lot of the DNA recalibration work. I see him as more of a muted dusty purple between lavender and violet. Archangel Aurora, very iridescent and opalescent, very sparkly. So when she shows up, the energy feels very sparkly for me. So I am memorizing, committing to my memory and telling my brain, these are the characteristics of this particular being. So Archangel Aurora, iridescent, opalescent, sparkling energy, beautiful, loving, maternal energy. Those are the characteristics. So that when I am reading a book or hiking or something where I'm just kind of keeping my 3D mind busy, when those characteristics start to show up, I start to see colors in my peripheral vision. I start to feel that maternal energy. My brain can tell me, oh, hey, Archangel Aurora is showing up. She must have something to say. And I start noticing that, and I shift into my multidimensional mind, and I go, hey, Aurora, what's up? What do you have for me? And we start having a conversation. So yes, sometimes I call upon them, especially in client sessions, and sometimes they just show up with something for me. Because remember, I'm on my own journey too. So while I'm always asking them for help, even when I'm not, they're always helping me. Okay, so side foray into archangels over. Let's go back to everyone is intuitive and how do we build it, okay? We've already said you keep your brain busy so that your multidimensional mind can take over, right? Whether you're hiking or folding laundry or whatever it is, if it's not working, then you quiet yourself and go inward using breath work, meditation, guided journey meditation, anything that moves you into that zero point energy where your awareness and your consciousness can expand. Then focus on who you're connecting to. Now, if you have a specific person to connect to, that's great. That being that collective, that's great. If you don't, and you don't need a specific being, for me, when I'm asking questions, hey, if you're unconditional love and divine light, go ahead and answer me. I'm up for anybody's answer. In fact, everybody answer me and I'll see which one feels the best within me, okay? So I don't always say, hey, Elantra, my Palladian self, what do you think about this? I just say, hey guys, hey peeps, what's going on with this situation? Can y'all explain this to me? And I get the answer, sometimes as a huge collective, sometimes My Palladian self will answer. Then the archangels will answer. And then, you know, I'll go to all that is and say, okay, what's your take on this? And generally they're about the same, but we resonate to different energies at different times. So it all depends. Remember, you don't have to pick a specific being. If you want to, go for it. But you don't have to pick a specific one. Just remember, unconditional love and divine light. Okay? And remember, step one, faith and trust and belief. You have to know that you're getting the answers or your brain's never going to let them through. Now, the last thing is practice with the small stuff, things that don't matter. Play little games, right? You know, your first foray into multidimensionality and into using your intuition to make a decision, don't make a decision on whether you should get married or whether you should get divorced or whether you should move house to a different state. Picture something little. You know, honestly, should I have steak or pasta for dinner tonight? Pick things that don't matter, because then you're not putting any pressure on yourself. When you pick the little things, you're just practicing connecting in, tuning into yourself, tuning into your guides, tuning into your angels. Start with little things. Ask little benign questions of your angels and your guides so that you can just get comfortable with their energy, right? Create that relationship. Now, I'll tell you, the relationship already exists and always has, but you probably haven't been speaking to them since you were 4 years old. So you got to reacquaint yourself. You got to recondition your body and your brain to this relationship. So start small. Start with little things. Being intuitive is in your DNA. It's in everyone's DNA. It's who we are. We are pure source energy, even if we contracted our awareness and our consciousness down to a very dense 3D level. People think up and down, like going up and down a ladder. To me, it's expanded out or contracted in, right? Again, it is all of those nested spheres. We contracted down to 3D. We are always going to be human in this incarnation, right? Whether we're 3D or 5D, and that's a whole nother conversation, but we are always going to be human. The goal is not to be so spiritual that we're walking the earth like, well, I'd say like Jesus did, except for, believe me, he had human experiences, because, you know, we talk, and he did. So we're not trying to be this big high level spiritual being. We're not trying to spiritually bypass. We're just trying to feel more of the love and support that's around us. And we're just trying to reach for more answers from our true self that would help us find a more abundant and loving life. So I hope this helps. And if you have a topic that you want me to go over in a future podcast, let me know.